105.3 Seaside FM. I'm out and about at Burton Pootsie Festival today, joined by Rose and Emma. Hi guys, what are you doing here today? Let's start with you.
I'm doing an Avon stall for Burton Pootsie to try and sell me Avon products and get it wired out.
And have you been successful with that?
Yeah, it's going alright, it's going so far. Trying to rake people in, the rain might get them in, so...
Well, that's a lucky situation for you. you are thankful for the rain, at least.
Yeah, very thankful. Everyone's coming in now, so...
Brilliant. And our listeners can't see it at the moment. What is on your table?
I've got a lot of bubble bath, shampoo, shower gels, perfumes. I've got also a lot of books, so if they want to make any orders, they can make some and I'll get it to them.
Cool. Are you just doing that for Burton Festival, or is it really like you're going out every week?
I do it all the time. Me, Avon, does it. I don't normally do things like this with stalls, but I always do my books, so they can always get a book.
Right, where can people find you if they want to find you?
I do. Avon has a website. They go to Avon website and they just click where they live and find who's the nearest person that does Avon for them, and then they just find my name and then get in contact with me.
Okay, that sounds pretty cool actually. But you're not the only one here. I'm coming over to Rose now. You are selling what?
I'm selling my handmade jewellery and accessories. It's kind of a little side project on the side of my uni at the minute, so it's just a little money maker, and it keeps me busy.
Right, what are you studying?
I do textiles, as you can probably tell.
Okay. So that's not surprising then. Yeah. How long does it take to make that many jewellery items to present here today?
Not that long, really. It's kind of quite therapeutic, to be honest. It's 10-15 minutes, but... I could just sit for hours and do it. It's really, it should be doing my work, usually, probably, but quite enjoy doing that, so yeah, it's good.
Right, so you're kind of a designer then?
Yeah, sort of, yeah. Just in the jewellery factor.
Okay, and does that help you during your study?
Yeah, it's good, yeah, it keeps me motivated, because at the minute I'm off for summer, so it's kept me busy during summer, which has been good.
And what about you? Are you just out to Burton Pootsie Festival, or are you going pretty much anywhere to sell it?
Well, I live in Patrington most of the year, but I live in Huddersfield at university, so I'm kind of just doing anything. I did Patrington Primary School Summer Fair, and just got contact through Emma to do this, so... Anywhere really, but I've got a little shop on Facebook, just on the internet at the minute, so that's kind of just where I'm.
Oh, maybe you want to do a bit of promotion.
Yeah, it's just called Rosie Makes Things, so it's very simple, very to the point.
Okay, thank you very much for the interview. Good luck, you're selling a bit more of it.
Thank you.
It looks pretty good, actually. Thank you very much. This was Doris Iran for 105.3 Seaside FM.